Welcome to this week's Inner Days Update, coming to you from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had such a great time this last weekend in Panama City, Florida. We were at Cornerstone Fellowship. People were so hungry, easy to get in end times. It is amazing. You know, we come to you every week, but the churches that we go to, we've been so busy this year. Even COVID was so crazy. March, we didn't travel much, but after that, we were just as busy as never before. And man, the churches are so hungry for the coming of the Lord. So exciting to see people get it, catch the spirit of the mentality that the King's about to come back. So we're coming to you every week to look at the different things that point to the coming of the Lord, specifically the gathering of nations for the Ezekiel 38 war. We know the rapture is signless, but the second coming has tons of signs. And why do I, you know, people email us and go, why do you say the Ezekiel 38 war is after the rapture? Well, it's God physically intervenes for Israel, and during the church age, he does not, because God gave the church all authority. That's why the church has to be raptured. But you see God intervene to completely protect Israel just after the rapture with that Ezekiel 38 war. So, but boy, you're seeing the players come on the field for all of it. All the players, Iran, Syria, Turkey, Libya, everybody's in position for the Ezekiel 38 war and doing things that are really indicative of what will happen just before that, specifically with the Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and United Arab Emirates making peace with Israel. I mean, this last week you had, for the first time ever, you had United Arab Emirates had a full-time rabbi because of the peace accord. So it's so low-key how that's happening, but extremely strategic, setting up for what's going to happen just after the rapture of the church, where the Antichrist will come in and make peace with Israel and Palestine. So much stuff keeps happening, though. It's amazing. Remember Jesus rebuked the crowd for not knowing what was going on. He said, hey, you can tell the weather, but you don't know your hour of your visitation. So this is the most exciting time ever when God's just about to come to the planet. So events keep happening all around Israel that point to we're about to see Jesus face to face. The protocol for that, how amazing. We sing about him. We honor him. We bless Jesus. We lift him up. But all of a sudden, we're going to see him face to face. So let's pick up what's happened around Israel. Number one, you've got kind of an obscure politician getting ready to break away from the Likud, so it's going to cause more elections. Kind of intriguing to see that happen. They keep pushing for that, but it looks like elections are going to be sooner rather than later. And also, the big deal probably this last week is Iran. Iran, in the midst of everyone being concerned about their nuclear activity, because the International Atomic Energy Agency came out saying Iran is 12-fold ratcheted up their nuclear program. So in the midst of that happening, though, they've been increasing their precision missiles. Remember when Saudi Arabia, well, we thought it was the Houthi Yemen and Houthi, the Yemen's, that the Houthi rebels that fired drones into Saudi Arabia that hit their oil refineries. It was not that. It was Iran with precision-guided missiles from Iran firing missiles into Saudi Arabia. It cut Saudi Arabia's oil production in half in one strike. That's what's getting ready to happen. You're going to see Israel not just take out their scientists like they did the other day. They're going to have to go after those precision missiles, because this last couple years, Iran's been completely upgrading all their missiles to be precision-guided. That was the report today, is what is Israel going to do about that? So that's intriguing. You should have heard what Iran's leader said today. They called Israel the rabid Zionists that are not human. So, boy, you got Lucifer pushing people in Iran to annihilate Israel. It's kind of psychotic. At least in the old days, people didn't come right out publicly and say what they wanted to do. But Iran consistently is doing that. You had Turkey form an agreement, or trying to form an agreement with Israel, over resources from the Mediterranean Sea. And they're looking like they want to push Cyprus out and push Greece out. But this is Turkey doing another one of its thought patterns that we'll see just before the coming of the Lord. So you have Russia saying it's not Iran's, not the problem for the last days. It's Israel and the Palestinian problem. So I love the stuff that came out again this last week about the Temple Mount, how there, as soon as Biden gets into office, they're going to go back, going to push for the borders from the Six-Day War. They're not going to do that right now. Israel's pushing into Judea and Samaria, getting ready to bring more people in there. So a lot's going to come to head with what's getting ready to come on the table. The exciting thing is, though, you see the verbiage of what we're going to see just after the rapture of the church. You had Turkey once again say, this is the crazy part, Jerusalem doesn't belong to Israel, it belongs to Turkey. So nutso. Many things happening globally as far as weather. You had a massive tornado right by Saudi Arabia, formed this dust cloud that was humongous. You had China show off its new nuclear capacity kind of like a reactor, the 10 times the heat of the sun, which I think is absolutely insane. So there, a lot of these nations that are involved in the Battle of Armageddon are pushing their military might right here in front of everybody's face. So many more things keep happening around Israel. Israel looked to take out one convoy, but by Quneitra, which is on the very top part of Israel, bottom part of Syria. So Israel's going to continue to take those convoys out because they have to stop those precision-guided missiles getting into Lebanon. Much more is going on, but let's always go to the scripture with all the signs. Number one, Israel made a nation. Number two, Jerusalem won back. Jesus said the generation that sees those two events will not pass away till all is fulfilled. But after that, you've got the Hebrew language restored. You got the Ethiopian Jews brought back. You got the fertility of the land of Israel. You have the revival of the Roman Empire. All these things just happening. You have the Temple Mount Institute, 172 different species of predatory birds. Amazing. You have the cleanup crew in Israel. So have all these things. Men will be lovers themselves. You have the Temple Mount, the bath areas around the Temple Mount fill up with water. You had fish show up in the Dead Sea. Pretty amazing to have foxes show up on the Temple Mount. That's Lamentations 5:18. So all these tangible physical signs point to the king's about to come back. But after that, you have signals. You had the blood-red moons on Passover and Tabernacles, four in a row. NASA calls it a tetrad. When's the last time you had four in a row? 1967, when Jerusalem was won back. 1948, when Israel was made a nation. 1492, at the Edict of Expulsion, when the Jews were kicked out of Spain. So you have that, then you have the Bethlehem Star. Now, really, people are touting this week about, oh, it's the Bethlehem Star again. Actually, it's not. It's Jupiter and Saturn. But it does come together on December 21st, which is the first time in almost 1,000 years. But the Bethlehem Star this last year, it was the first time in 2,000 years, and it was the exact planets that happened at the birth of Jesus, Jupiter, Regulus, and Venus. Pretty remarkable that the heavens are preaching and touting the king's coming back. You have many more things like that happen that I don't have time to get into on September 23rd. England's telling me he wants me to get into them, but they're just too much information. But how privileged are we? How blessed are we? What do? Help your local church. Help your local pastor. Let's be engaged. This is it. Jesus is about to come back. He's getting us all this information. One in every eight verses. Think about it. The first coming of the Lord. There's eight times more verses about the second coming. Why does he want us to get all this info? He loves you. He wants you encouraged. He wants you strengthened. He wants you blessed. Because you're about to see him face to face. What an exciting time. Jesus coming back to the planet. Have a blessed, awesome Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the EDU, and we'll see you next week.